Welcome to the 612 podcast. I'm Jonathan Stiano, consultant plastic surgeon, and I'm going to talk about how you can make your private practice run like a business rather than just a job. I'm going to talk about putting in systems and processes into your practice so that you can deliver a consistently excellent service and level of care to your patients. I'm not talking about the clinical care that you deliver, I'm talking about everything else. Every week at 6:12, I'll be on the club Facebook page with a live broadcast where I'll be giving tips and advice, and I'll run on to this podcast, which will be published every Friday. So here goes for today's episode. It is 6:12 and it's Thursday. So this is the club Facebook page and I'm now live. Episode 163, talking about why people buy. And basically you can put it into two categories, and people buy because it's a better price or because it's better. Those are the options really for why people buy. And it doesn't matter what you're talking about, whether you're talking about buying a hernia repair or a consultation for headaches or back pain or chest pain, or whether it's buying a TV or a holiday or anything like that. So you've got to ask yourself, why are people coming to see you? And you'll probably think, I hope it's because you're better rather than you're a better price. And you might not have this distinction as much depending on your specialty. It's very clear for plastic surgery because there's a lot of cosmetic companies out there. There's a lot of cosmetic surgery tourism. So price is a very hot topic, if you like, in terms of cosmetic surgery, where it's less so if people are having hip replacements and knee replacements and other sorts of surgery. But nevertheless, you still have to convince people to come and see you. And so you need to demonstrate that you are better. And one of the problems we have, certainly in cosmetic world, is that people don't know what questions to ask. And it's very easy to ask questions on price. And when people ask questions on price, you kind of think that they're price sensitive and they're basing it only on price. But they're only asking the question about price because that's an easy question to ask, and it's easy to compare different people on price. Now, you'll notice I'm focusing on self-pay here, which I think it doesn't matter what specialty you're in. I think you should focus on your self-pay. So but the things that I'm talking about, increasing the engaging with patients to let them know why you're better, will also improve your insured practice. But I do think one of the underlying messages from me is that self-pay is where it's at if you want to have a sustainable private practice that you can control. So think, if for instance you are looking for an extension of your house, what are you interested in? What are you looking for when you're looking for a builder? You want the builder to turn up on time every day. You don't want them to leave you on the lurch. You want them to do a good job. You want them to be flexible. You want them to be able, you want to be able to talk to them so that you can listen to your ideas and your plans perhaps halfway through the build. You want them to be able to sort out any problems in case it doesn't, in case the roof leaks or the wall's wonky. You don't want them to leave you halfway through and it to be botched. These things are all important to you. But when you're looking for an extension of your house, what do you look for? Price. You get three quotes and you choose the middle one. And we always say, what's the price? We've acknowledged those things are important to us, but we don't say to the builders, well, are you going to leave me in the lurch halfway through? Are you going to turn up every day? What happens if it's not right? We don't say these things because these are awkward things to talk about. And these are hard things to quantify. Price is easy to quantify. You've got three builders, one's better than another on price. But these things are all kind of soft things. They're all a bit airy-fairy things. And if you say to the builder, you're going to leave me in the lurch if it all goes wrong, the builders are going to say, no, we're very good. So they're not going to say, yes, we're going to leave you in the lurch. But our job as the builders, as the service providers, is to acknowledge these things are important to patients and look at ways that we can address these things with patients and say to patients, look, this is my price. I'm trying to be as competitive as I can. I might not be the cheapest. I hope I'm not the cheapest. I don't want to be the cheapest. But look at these things that I offer. I offer a 30-day, 6-month, whatever, you know, follow-up, 2-year, 1-year, you know, follow-up with me, and it's always with me. And what we'll do is if you have an unsatisfactory result, if you have a complication, then we will fix it for free. Now, everyone might do that, but they're not saying it. People are afraid of saying it. So it's about you saying, look, this is what I offer. All consultations are with me. I offer unlimited consultations preoperatively. You can have a direct email address into the clinic and we can answer your questions by email. You're welcome to send photos via WhatsApp. I don't know, I'm making this up, but what you got to think, you got to make stuff up yourself. You got to think of things that you say, oh crikey, he offers a thing where you can send in photos by WhatsApp. That might be one builder over another builder. Look, see, if your tap's leaking, just send us a photo, we'll give you a WhatsApp number, we'll send in the photos, and we'll, you know, if it's within 6 months after the extension, we will fix it all for free. I mean, that might push you over one builder over another one, even if the price isn't competitive, because these things are important to people. So you have to show that you are better, because I hope you're not trying to be the best price. If you are, good luck to you, fine, try and be the best price, try and cut, but don't be surprised when someone takes your legs out from under you. So I wouldn't advise you to try and be the best price. But what if you are relying on being better rather than the best price? You have to acknowledge these things and engage with these things, because people are not going to ask you these. They're going to ask you, what's the price? They're not going to ask you, what happens if it goes wrong? What is the what's your aftercare policy? What is the type of prostheses you use, or, you know, what is the longevity of the if you use some kind of prostheses or implants? You know, they're not going to ask these questions. They don't know what questions to ask. It's hard to verbalize these questions. It's hard to know what questions to ask. And it's also a bit awkward because, as I say, if you say to the builder, are you going to leave me in the lurch? They're all going to say no. If you ask, you know, are you going to look after me when it's all done? They're all going to say, yes, we look after you. But if you've got tangible things, rather than just saying yes, you say, this is what we offer. A follow-up appointment at 1 week, 6 weeks, 6 months, 12 months, and yearly, you know, or whatever. And then if there's any problems in between, you can have as many consultations as you want or need. In between, you can get in touch with us, you'll get a direct line to the clinic nurse. You know, all these things are tangible things, rather than just saying, yes, we'll look after you if you have any problems. If you can engage and ask the question more comprehensively, or better still, don't wait for them to ask the question, because most of them won't even ask the question, what happens if I'm not happy, what happens if it goes wrong, what happens if it's not to the outcome that I or you wanted. Then don't ask those questions, because they're a bit awkward to ask. So if you actually engage with those questions before they've asked them, it doesn't have to be verbally, you don't have to talk about it, but this is all the stuff we do in email sequences. Once people inquire, once people perhaps been to the clinic. So these are email sequences that will address these issues, which will demonstrate why you are better. And this is the problem, and certainly with plastic surgeons, I believe this is one of the problems we've got with people going abroad for surgery, because it is significantly cheaper when you go abroad for surgery. And if they've got nothing else to go on, they're going to go for a better price. Who wouldn't? Why wouldn't you spend £2,000 instead of spending £12,000? We would all do the £2,000 one instead of the £12,000 one, unless there was a reason to go for the £12,000 one. So we need to tell people, this is why I'm £12,000, because I offer this, this, and this. This is my follow-up regime. This is what happens after the surgery. This is how it goes. And see what happens when they go back to the £2,000 one and say, oh, well, what's your follow-up regime? What happens if I have an issue? See if they can hang tangible things onto that, rather than just saying, look, you've got to go and see your GP. So this is why people are going abroad, because they don't see that it's better to have it done here, or at least they don't see that it's better enough to justify the cost, because we're not trying to describe that, because there's a tendency for doctors to hide their light under a bushel. There's a tendency for us to think they're going to see it once they have the surgery. They're going to realize how good I am. Everyone who has the surgery is really happy. Everyone who has treatment with me is really happy. Well done you, but you are not going to be able to scale your business on that model. You cannot scale the business on the model of people only knowing how good you are once they've had the treatment, because there's going to be loads of people not having treatment with you. and you are actually doing those people a disservice by not explaining to them why you are better than someone else, because they might go with someone who's not as good as you, who doesn't offer as comprehensive care as you, simply because they didn't know how good you were. So we've got to think about ways that we can demonstrate that we're better compared to our competitors, and we've got to communicate to that people, to the patients, before they have treatment with us. It's not good enough to communicate or to demonstrate to it after they have treatment. We have to do both. We have to demonstrate and then deliver it. So in no way we want to say stuff and then not deliver it. But there's a tendency amongst doctors to deliver it, but not actually say it, to sort of over deliver and under promise. Whereas, again, in the cosmetic world, there's a lot of over promising and under delivering. And you know, in the other normal doctors, cardiologists, chest physicians, orthopedic surgeons, they're just under promising and either under delivering at the same level or perhaps over delivering. But you not differentiate yourself from your colleagues. You've got to think, how can I over deliver? And also tell people how you over deliver preoperatively, ideally at the inquiry stage. Tell people what is the differences in the aftercare. If you do have a problem, or if you do have an issue in terms of people going abroad for their procedures, well, what's the difference in having it abroad and here? What do you offer that's different potentially? You might obviously don't know what happens abroad, but you can say, well, this is what happens here. You have an appointment with my clinic nurse at 1 week. You have an appointment with me at 6 weeks. If you have any problems in the meantime, the clinic nurse will be in touch with you. You're always welcome back to the clinic. If you have any issues with in terms of dressings or wound problems, we'll supply you with dressings. If you need any antibiotics, we can give you some antibiotics, or at least we can prescribe you with some antibiotics. So this is how the aftercare goes with us. And then once we've given them that comprehensive regime of how it works, we let them then go to Turkey or Uzbekistan or wherever it is they want to compare it with, and see what they say in terms of their follow-up regime. But if you're not saying anything, you can't blame them for going for the better price, because, you know, in the absence of any other indicator, they're gonna go for the better price, just like you are. You choose things if they are better or a better price, and if you can't demonstrate they're better but they are a better price, you're gonna go for the cheaper one. Be honest with yourself, that's what you do, and you only pay more if you think it's better. And so we all need to demonstrate that we are better. That is why we may not be a better price. But if you don't demonstrate that, you are just smoking opium, my friend. You are just hoping that they will know that you are better, or you're relying on word of mouth recommendation because you've done a really good job for people and they are recommending their friends, and that is fantastic and well done you for getting that work. But as I say, that is not a scalable business model. You are going to be like that. You're going to grow, but it's not a scalable business model, because you're just waiting for people to pass on the word of mouth recommendation. And I'm not putting that down, because that's something that we need to encourage, we need to nurture, we need to foster, and it's a fantastic, probably the best source of patients, no question about it. It is the best source of patients, a recommended or referred patient. But we need to also help those patients who don't know anyone who's had surgery and who are just looking and searching. We need to help them, and we need to do them a disservice. You are doing them a disservice if you are not demonstrating to them why you are better and what sort of service you offer. You're just making them rely on price or what some other spurious reason to choose a doctor. It's very hard for them to choose a doctor. Make it easy for them. Show them why you are better. Big one, big important message today. On holiday next week, but I might be around, so I might be here next week, but definitely the week after. I'm only away for 1 week, so watch this space. But that's a big one. You have to be better and demonstrate that you're better. Otherwise, they're going to go for a better price. Hasta la vista. See you next time.